Okay, I'm going to start off today talking about how I actually have got incarcerated. And I started at 11 years old, and I was poor, and my mother didn't have any money, and she worked two jobs. And just the teasing from kids and just the lifestyle I lived, I didn't want to do that anymore. So I did end up turning to drugs. I used drugs and also sold drugs. Drugs has been my downfall for, I'm 35 years old, so drugs has been my downfall for 20 years, I think. Yeah. And so today I'm sitting in a county jail because of drugs. I guess I can say you can say I'm misunderstood because of my rap sheet and because of like the anger I have because of just constantly being in jail and just like the hand I felt that life dealt me, even though I did play a part in that. I've become angry, and people judge me, I feel, by my past records and the way I dress, the way I just my hairstyle and everything. And I believe that people don't really know me. So what I do is to escape that, since I can't actually talk like when I talk verbally, they say I'm aggressive when I'm actually just trying to be assertive, trying to get my point across. I decided to start writing, and writing has become like my outcome, my release for just all the pain and the sorrow, happiness, whatever. I'll write for hours at a time about just life experiences. Actually, I have a daughter that's 18 now, and she's turned to the street life, and so I actually put a play together about the things that she's going through. And the way a mother feels, and it was called On Life's Terms, I Know Why a Good Girl Turns Bad. And I actually did it in the county jail with five or six other inmates, and we put it on for the whole sheriff's department. And it brought release to just to actually act out the play. I think it helped me deal with the pain and the sorrow about what my daughter's going through, because she's out there in the streets like I was now. I don't know, I spend a lot of time writing. I write down a lot of my thoughts, so that's just feelings. Those are the things I do. I try to read books of on self-help, like about Buddhism. I'm studying Buddhism, so that's like really interesting. I'm trying to learn to calm down and just get this mindfulness they keep talking about. I would just love to acquire that. I would love to be able to just, accept things for what they were without all the feeling and the emotion that comes with that. That's about it. That's about all I do.